We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves. Hello, supportive viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. For all Astro and Hopper viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponders, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Astro at 19.2 degrees east, transponder 1068, frequency 11778, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Hopbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 92, frequency 12558, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Astra and Hotbird transponders starting September 1st, 2011. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponders. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Astra and Hotbird transponders at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkongsamba, channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotosh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at www.supremastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.supremastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, archaeologists discover Alexandria, Egypt's first basilica. In good governance news, Shanxi province of China inaugurates a free admittance policy to public facilities. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Peruvian Hearts, which is dedicated to improving lives of disadvantaged children of the nation. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 22nd, is the Sri Krishna Janmashtami, an important Hindu festival commemorating the birth of Lord Krishna, who is venerated as the eighth and the most glorious incarnation of Lord Vishnu, radiating all divine attributes. Celebrations in India, Nepal, and other countries on this special holiday include prayers, fasting, chanting, singing of devotional songs, and performances of plays reenacting the events in the life of Lord Krishna. Temples and homes are also beautifully decorated. We wish our Hindu brothers and sisters a blessed and uplifting Sri Krishna Janmashtami.
Lion News. Thousands flee forest fire in Spain. On Friday, August 19, firefighters had brought a forest fire under control in the eastern region of Murcia. The blaze, which began on Thursday, August 18, was fueled by the summer heat and strong winds, and prompted the evacuation of some 2,500 residents from the town of Portman. Spanning 8 kilometres at its widest point, the blaze scorched a large part of the Calblanque National Park, a designated protected natural area and nature reserve. On the coast east of Cartagena, some 500 policemen and 350 military personnel, aided by 12 helicopters, were helping to put out the fire, which had reportedly devastated hundreds of hectares. As the spread of the blaze was halted, residents were allowed to return to their homes. We thank all firefighting personnel for your brave endeavours to extinguish the flames. May the safety of the land and her inhabitants be restored through humanity's adoption of more eco-protective lifestyles.
Twin storms pound Pittsburgh, USA, as two deluges hit the western Pennsylvania city within one day on Friday, August 19th. A mother and her two daughters perished when their vehicle was submerged in a flash flood, with another person who also succumbed. Over 8,000 homes, as well as hospitals and universities, lost power, and flights were grounded at the Pittsburgh International Airport. As waters rose to approximately 3 meters on some motorways, rescue crews used inflatable boats to save stranded motorists who had climbed onto the roofs of their cars or were attempting to swim to safety. Fortunately, by Saturday, the rains had subsided and emergency crews were working to clean the roads and restore electricity in the affected areas. Our sympathies for those who lost loved ones, as we pray that such disturbing weather conditions are eased as humankind seeks to live in greater harmony with nature.
Earthquakes jolt Afghanistan, Japan, and Vanuatu. On Thursday morning, August 18, a temblor registering 5.2 on the Richter scale rattled Afghanistan's mountainous Hindu Kush region, 132 kilometres southwest of Faizabad, followed by another magnitude 4.9 quake in the same area 2 days later. That rocked regions of Kashmir Valley. On Friday in Japan, a powerful 6.3 quake struck off the northeast coast 113 kilometers east of Fukushima, with tremors that swayed buildings 283 kilometers away in the capital Tokyo, and could be felt all the way from the northernmost island of Hokkaido to the King Ki region in the southwest.
An initial tsunami warning was lifted some 40 minutes later. However, another temblor of magnitude 5.1 shook Hokkaido early on Saturday, striking 87 kilometers northeast of Wakayama. On Sunday, two major earthquakes hit off the coast of the South Pacific island of Vanuatu, with one of magnitude 7.1 occurring 63 kilometers southwest of Port Vila, followed by an aftershock of magnitude 7.0. There were fortunately no reports of significant damage or injuries following the quakes.
Thank heaven for the protection of those in the affected areas.
May such traumatizing events be minimized with our more eco-caring lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Trời đâu sẵn có tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tới tìm ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ốm đói lang thang sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tụy vó vàng ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cò mồ tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở cứu trần gian nguyện ước sẽ khôn thành ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng no ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh giá, chúng sắc sờ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang, sống lên lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mô, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyên nước sẽ khôn thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 520. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. In countries like Afghanistan, Egypt, India, Israel, Libya, Palestine, Syria, and Yemen, people continue to gather, sometimes by the thousands, as they pursue government reforms that bring improved living conditions, human rights, and democratic principles.
India. At least 10,000 people joined a rally Saturday, August 20, to support the fasting Anna Hazare in a continued campaign demanding that the government strengthen anti-corruption laws.
Afghanistan. Various media reported that scores of citizens in Ghazni demonstrated Saturday in protest of the killing of four civilians during a night raid by North Atlantic Treaty Organization or NATO-led troops on Thursday, blocking the Kabul-Kandahar highway. The protesters also called for five people detained during the raid to be released immediately.
Israel, Palestine, and Egypt. Thousands of Egyptians demonstrated before the Israeli embassy on Saturday to demand that the flag be lowered to honor three Egyptian border guards who died as Israeli troops engaged in cross-border conflict with Palestinians. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, meanwhile, demanded that the United Nations convene an emergency session of the Security Council to halt Israeli airstrikes and bombardment of Gaza, which have led to 14 Palestinian deaths since Thursday. Meanwhile, Egyptian ambassador to the Palestinian territories, Yasser Othman, stated that his country is working with all groups to restore a truce.
Libya. Residents of Gadian,
located on a major supply route to Tripoli, stated that revolutionaries had officially assumed control of the city, as hundreds reportedly attended Friday prayers for the first time in many days. Meanwhile, the Tunisian government announced its recognition of the Libyan Transitional National Council as the legitimate representative of the Libyan people.
With deep sympathies for the loss of fellow human lives, as well as for the oppressed and injured, we pray for an end to all strife and that people in every nation may decide to live in dignity and freedom as a peaceful world.
Yes, Mr.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
They are the most brilliant generation of our time. They're not born to die. I don't care, die a hero or die a what. It's the same. It's a waste of resource. They are able-bodied, they're intelligent, they're strong, they're handsome. And it costs millions of dollars even to raise him. And so much love from the family and friends so that he grow up like that. He's not just nobody, he's somebody. He has family, yeah? He might even be married and have children already. But he's supposed to go out there and shoot somebody you don't even have any enmity with. You cannot change love into hatred. And tell a young man who has been loved all his lifetime until now, come out and turn into a hateful person and then use a gun to kill another person, also grow out of love from a mother somewhere. Nurture like a beautiful flower in your garden with all love and care and attention and hope for the future. And it boom, just like that. One bullet this big. Finished. Such a beautiful dream. Collapse. People should be given hope, inspiration to live for, not to die for. You're not born, grow up, just to keep a war and then die for it. The children are in the prime of their life and they are also very idealistic. So this good and pure energy and enthusiasm has to be used for peaceful purpose, for building the world, for helping the needy. Yeah, that is the kind of heroism that the young people love to spend their energy on. They would love it. The more war, the more death, the more death, the more enemies, the more enemies, the more war, the more war, the more death, the more death, the more enemy. It's a vicious circle. There's no end to it. You just have to shake hands and forgive each other. War is never a solution. We just have to stop.
Xa đời, Chúa đã lên ngôi. Hôm mai chỉ còn có con người ngậm ngùi rất dìu nhau trong cơn tâm tối. Này anh, này em ơi, chớ bỏ quên đời, chớ bỏ muôn loài, mà đi tìm cuộc vui nơi niết bàn xa xôi. Hãy cùng ta ở lại, hãy cùng ta ở lại, lặn lội kiếm tìm một chút tình thương, một chút tình thương mà ban phát cho muôn loài trong mười phương. Đi tìm hoài sao xa lắc tương lai, đi tìm hoài sao chưa thấy ai, Bồ Tát nơi đâu, Phật ở phương nào, từ bí bể rộng trời cao, hãy rưới xuống như mưa nguồn, cõi đời khô cằn hư hao, cho tan hết oan khiêng, đổ nát ngục tù, bụi trần bao trùm tâm linh. Đã từ lâu, mắt đã mờ, trí huệ u mê, thiên cung đã quên mất nẻo về, sáu cõi dãy đầy yêu chướng, quằn quại thân gông cùm trong xích xiềng ma vương. Ai nào xót thương, ai người xót thương, Chúa Phật đã soi đường, nhưng đường còn đầy cạm bẫy. Ai quyền lực phi thường, cứu sinh linh thoát vòng oán trái. Này anh, này em ơi, hãy cùng tôi góp lời thiết tha nguyện cầu cho muôn loài an vui kiếp kiếp đời đời. Xin hy sinh cầu cho muôn loài thối đắm chìm u minh.
Let peace be here now.
Loving Hut Inn with 2011 Progress Award. Located on Lake Clopine, Austria's first vegan inn has recently been honored by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, for Most Animal-Friendly Inn. The Progress Award, sponsored by PETA Germany, USA, and UK, are bestowed in recognition of enterprises that strive to help customers discover new plant-based dishes and other vegan products, as well as raise awareness of the needs of animals and encouraging respect for all beings.
With locations across the globe, Loving Hut upholds by a 100% vegan philosophy in accordance with Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of a harmonious world where the cruelty-free lifestyle may be enjoyed by all in a convenient and affordable way. As stated by PETA Germany, Loving Hut shows many who are not yet vegan that an animal-friendly lifestyle can be diverse and delicious. In addition, this vegan inn spares countless animals a life of torture in factory farms.
Das Essen hier bei Loving Hut schmeckt so fantastisch und das ist wirklich auch Urlaub für mich, wenn man nicht konfrontiert wird mit Tierleid, wenn man sein Essen genießen kann und im Zimmer alles so vorfindet, wie man es gerne zu Hause hat.
Unser Hund ist auch vegan, schon seit 7 Jahren und hat es hier, glaube ich, auch sehr gut gefallen.
Our hearty congratulations, Loving Hut Inn, as we thank PETA for its humane endeavors, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai for her steadfast support of this compassionate concept.
May we soon herald a planet where all beings are respected and everyone reaps the benefit and delight of wholesome vegan fare.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes,
prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Save our planet. Concerned that they will become among the world's first climate change refugees, Indigenous Torres Strait Islanders of Northern Australia, in August 2011, called for the government's action to deal with rising sea levels that are causing accelerated coastal erosion and destruction of crops and infrastructure.
Save Our Planet. Chinese officials reporting on August 18, 2011, say that nearly 100 kilometers of waters off the coast of southern Guangdong province have been infested with the dark red algae that is spreading as the water temperature rises, with thousands of fish that have died so far due to oxygen-deprived suffocation.
Save Our Planet. Due to increasingly unpredictable weather in southern Pakistan, Reuters News Agency reports on August 18, 2011, that mango crop yields have declined over the last several years, forcing farmers to cut down decades-old trees and switch to growing other crops.
Viewers, I'm Yu-Yu here with my fellow Canadian goose friend, Fufu.
We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
We're eating a wholesome plant-based diet. Today we have a tip on a delicious tropical melon-like fruit.
The papaya is very nutritious, containing good sources of vitamin C, A, E, folate, potassium, lutein, and lycopene.
It has many health benefits, including aiding digestion. You can eat the papaya by itself or make delectable salads, salsas, dressings, and smoothies by adding this tasty fruit to them.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, weather from around the world.
Thank you. In cultural news, archaeologists discover Alexandria, Egypt's first basilica. Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities announced the finding of the Roman-era basilica, which was built in the Mediterranean port city. Following 5 months of excavation, archaeologists uncovered two parallel rows of limestone and granite pillars, as well as statues of the ancient Egyptian goddess Isis and the Greco-Egyptian god Serapis. What interesting news, Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities. May remnants of the past help us to reflect on humanity's history, enabling us to create an even brighter future.
In good governance news, China inaugurates a free admittance policy to public facilities in northwestern Shaanxi province. More than 200 museums, libraries, and cultural centers are now open for people to visit without entry charge. Activities taking place in the facilities include lectures, stage performances, art training for teenagers, and cultural events for the elderly. Our gratefulness, Shaanxi government, for your care of your citizens. May these wonderful offerings bring many happy and uplifting hours to the refined people of your nation. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting Peruvian Hearts, which helps support the children of Haga Mercedes de Jesus Molina Orphanage. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. Please stay tuned for more concerning news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, glorious news for a magnificent world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Peruvian Hearts, founded by then 11-year-old Anna Dodson to help disadvantaged children of the nation.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Peruvian Hearts, with the motto, Changing the World One Heart at a Time, is dedicated to improving the lives of disadvantaged children of the nation. The nonprofit was founded in 2003 by Peruvian-born Anna Dodson, who had been adopted by an American family when she was a baby. During a visit to her native country when she was 11 years old, Anna became determined to help youngsters in the Hogar Mercedes de Jesus Molina Orphanage, which is near her birthplace.
Peruvian Hearts provides food, healthcare, and schooling to the children in the orphanage. Furthermore, music lessons are given, with the youngsters recording traditional songs in Spanish and the Aboriginal language of Quechua. Clean water and hot water have been supplied, and currently a new modern building with indoor areas for eating and laundry is under construction.
Peruvian Hearts sponsors lunch programs in the area, which feed between 350 to 400 children a day. Anna also speaks to other organizations, encouraging youth to become involved in philanthropic endeavors. Bravo, Anna, and Peruvian Hearts, for your noble devotion and work. May each lovely Peruvian child have a joyous life full of God's abundant blessings.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, The Haircut.
A man went to the barber and asked, how much for a haircut? The barber said, $15. The man said, how much for a shave? The barber replied, $10. Customer said, okay, then shave my head.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
For years, the Supreme Master Ching Hai has been sensitizing the world on how to develop an eco-friendly environment for global sustainability. In a word, she is like the teacher from paradise. She is like the banyan tree that is making a hospitable forest of ecological regeneration, and other flowers should blossom alongside to support her. How else do we thank this sweet, noble soul for her care? Chris from Owerri, Nigeria.
Loving Chris, it is fantastic to receive your supportive message. Truly, only by our noble actions can we in some way show our immense gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unceasing efforts to save our planet. On numerous occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has urged all individuals to adopt the earth-saving organic vegan diet. We pray her profound words are heeded by each global citizen. May God's grace be with you and the spiritual people of Nigeria.
Do you have a Heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/Heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with divine joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Aulux or Vietnam, National Assembly Chairman Nguyen Xin Hung commends German Ambassador Rolf Peter Gottfried Scholzen for his efforts in developing cooperative relations as he offers reciprocal support for Germany's expanded ties with other Southeast Asian nations.
In an Ethiopian visit, South Sudanese President Salva Kiir Mayardit appeals for resumed peace talks between Ethiopia and Eritrea, also offering to assist in negotiations as he conveyed his appreciation for both countries' support in South Sudan's recent declaration of autonomy.
The U.S. State Department announces a donation of $900,000 in emergency flood aid to assist affected residents of North Korea.
Visiting senior Chinese official Zhou Yongkang meets with Laotian President Chumali Sayasan, where both encourage further progress in their country's relations as they agree to foster partnerships in additional areas of peaceful development.
Champion vegan race car drivers Andy Lally and Spencer Pompelli of NASCAR and TRG Motorsport respectively visit rescued animals at the farm sanctuary in New York, USA to promote the plant-based diet and peaceful coexistence with fellow beings.
Internet users can now get a virtual view of life in the rainforest and the legendary Amazon River, thanks to a partnership between Google Earth and Amazonas Sustainable Foundation, whose personnel traveled with special cameras by boat and bicycle to gather the images.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.